KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. In action again has Mike Benchoff dealing with authorities regarding his boat, The Rustler. But this time he's answering to the U.S. Coast Guard and potentially faces a $40,000 a day bill from their services now needed to clean up a public safety and environmental hazard. Benchoff's boat again froze in Nome's Harbor. And at a December City Council meeting, Benchoff told the council he had fuel product inside the boat. Realizing the hazard, the city reported the information to the Coast Guard. Coast Guard Petty Officer Frank Chiano is a marine science technician and finds himself cleaning Mike Benchoff's boat this week. Chiano says since December, the Coast Guard tried preventing this week's trip. They talked to and wrote letters to Mr. Benchoff, telling him to remove the fuel by January 3rd.
January 3rd came, and due to other pollution incidents, we could not make it out here, so we gave him a extension to the 15th.
January 15th showed up.
We went to do an inspection on the vessel to see if he removed the pollution from the vessel. Unfortunately, it was not removed. And so at that point, the Coast Guard assumed the responsibility to remove the pollution.
Chiano says there's approximately 100 gallons of diesel and used oil on board the vessel, The Rustler. He says there's also an unknown amount of paint canisters and other CO2-type canisters on board, along with batteries. Chiano says the pollution threat should be removed from the vessel by Sunday.
We have to go and basically unplug things and drain things, and then you have to, the bilge itself has oil and fuel in it, so that has to be manually cleaned and then hand wiped to just remove that threat. And it takes a while to get the gear in place, it takes a while to set the gear up, and then you have the manpower to try to remove an icy, slushy mess.
This is not the first time the Coast Guard has dealt with Mr. Benchoff and the Rustler. Last year, harbor boom was placed around the Rustler after the boat sank and fuel did spill.
We've came out here several times. It cost the city of Nome money. It cost the taxpayers money because the government has to now come out. And it does become a big concern.
Chiano says Mr. Benchoff is cooperating with the Coast Guard personnel. With the multi-year issues Benchoff and his boat, The Rustler, have posed to the city and port of Nome, the city council banned him from using the harbor in the future. Benchoff has argued that the city of Nome and former harbor master Joy Baker were singling him out in the rules and tariffs he has broken. After serving in Nome for 17 years, Superior Court Judge Ben Esch is retiring from the bench at the end of the month. The state of Alaska is in the final stages of choosing his successor. This Wednesday, the Alaska Judicial Council made their final nominations for Judge Esch's seat to the governor, who now has 45 business days to appoint a judge. The two nominees, Anchorage Attorney Tim Dooley and Nome District Attorney John Earthman, Alaska Judicial Council Director Larry Cohn.
I think the council felt pretty confident that whomever is selected, that Nome will have a good Superior Court judge, but would note that from our perspective, Judge Esch's shoes are big shoes to fill. But we feel good about the people who've been nominated.
Superior Court Judge nominee Tim Dooley has been practicing law for 22 years. He runs a private practice in Anchorage, specializing in criminal law, civil personal injury, maritime, and employment law. John Earthman has been practicing law for 13 years. Earthman has worked as a prosecutor for Nome's Alaska Department of Law Criminal Division since 1999. The governor now has 45 business days to choose which nominee will fill Judge Esch's seat. Alaska Judicial Council Director Larry Cohn wanted to thank the large number of people who attended the public comment hearing in Nome on Wednesday.
Much larger than we often see in other communities, particularly larger locations like Anchorage and Fairbanks. We know that the people take time off from their jobs or from their personal lives to come in the middle of a weekday afternoon and give testimony, and the council certainly appreciated that.
If you missed the public comment period, but you still would like to give your input on the next Nome judge, contact the governor's office at 907-269-7450. A graphite deposit on the Seward Peninsula has been labeled the second largest source of graphite in the world. The Graphite Creek property is located 40 miles north of Nome in the Kigalaic Mountains. Graphite Creek is about 3 miles long, about 1 mile wide, with an estimated depth of up to 700 feet. Graphite One Resources, which is based in Canada, is developing the mine. Graphite One's initial drilling in 2012 exceeded preliminary predictions of the amount of the resource at Graphite Creek. It's now anticipated that the graphite deposit contains about 250 million tons of graphite-bearing rock, with much of the highest grade close to the surface. According to Technology Metals Research, a U.S. research firm, the only other larger deposit of graphite is located in Madagascar. Graphite is used in lithium-ion batteries for electronics such as cell phones, laptops, and cars. It is also used for fuel cells and certain types of nuclear reactors. President and director of Graphite One Resources, Anthony Houston, declined repeated requests for comment on this story on how the second largest graphite mine in the world will impact the region. And although rain earlier this week threatened the trail for the 2013 Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race, race director Zach Fansler says colder temperatures the past few days have set up an icy and fast trail for the 22 mushers, who will be at the starting line tonight. Allie Zirkel, Alan Moore, Lance Mackey, Joe Garney, Jimmy Hurley, and Scott Smith have all withdrawn. Fansler says despite losing some teams, there is a buzz in Bethel leading up to the race start.
Obviously, the people of Bethel and the YK Delta are always rooting for our local guys, and we have just a tremendous group, you know, between the Williamses from Akiak, Mike Sr. and Mike Jr., and Pete and Richie and Isaac. This is just something that I think the whole region is excited about, because we expect a good showing from all of them. We've seen a good showing from all of them in the past, so we'll see how that goes.
And while roughly 10 of the 22 mushers are contenders with the Cusco again, alluring the best of dog mushers from throughout the state, Fansler says folks on the river are also excited to see a legend return.
We've got Rudy Demoski out here who he's mushed the K300 once. He raced the original 1980 inaugural run. So everybody's sort of excited about that.
And then Fansler says folks are also excited to see some of the big names return. Jeff King, an 8-time K300 champion, returns. Paul Gebhardt, champion 2 years ago, returns, along with champion Martin Boozer and his son, the reigning champion, Roan Boozer. Race tracking is again available on the race website at k300.org. The race also has Facebook. And as always, keeping up with the times, race director Zach Fansler says the K300 organization now has a race blog.
You're going to get live race analysis. You can make comments there. You know, you can find out updates. You know, we have our official analysis by Myron Angstman, Andy Angstman, and Ben Koontz, and obviously KNOM. You know, so we're excited that we've got a lot of media in town for it. We're going to have some TV stations here and a couple of magazines and stuff. So it's a huge year for us, and we just can't say enough about it.
The 2013 Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race begins tonight at 6:30. Tune in to KNOM Saturday and Sunday for full race updates at 9, 12, and 5 o'clock after news and the weather. A look at the price of gold this morning. Up $1.70 an ounce to $1,689.80. An ounce of silver up 21 cents to $32.04. It is currently 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.